The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Indiana visits Florida International on Saturday, a 7 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on CBS Sports Network. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, thank you. Great to be here. Excited for the 2018 season to finally get started here with week one opponent, Florida International, heading down to Miami here on Friday and playing at 7, as you said, on Saturday night. So excited for our team, very young football team that's worked extremely hard this offseason, and really proud of our strength staff and the work that they've done, and Coach Ballou leading that crew, and then the work that our guys have put in over the summer and then heading into fall camp. So, but excited about the guys that we have and the way that they are coming together. We're just anxious to get out on the field and put something together as a whole unit. So looking forward to 2018 season.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Putnam, Tampa Bay Times.
Coach, you've had so many newcomers from the Tampa Bay area. How much of an impact have they had, and who's impressed you the most so far?
Well, you know, that has been a huge area for us in recruiting and an area that I'm very familiar with, and as both a high school coach down there in the past and also at the University of South Florida with Coach Taggart. So really encouraged by the guys that we have on our team and the way they've developed. I mean, Michael Penix kind of sticks out in regards to one of the freshmen that has come in here and, you know, came in here mid-year and from Tampa Bay Tech and really has a tremendous poise and maturity for a kid his age and throws the ball extremely well and very athletic. So excited for him and what he brings to our team. And I tell you, a guy that's maybe a little bit of a pleasant surprise is Micah McFadden from Plant High School. He's a guy that really, as we got into fall camp, you know, wasn't really sure what his role would be, but he started showing up on special teams and then making plays at linebacker. And so now he's in the mix. He's going to play on Saturday night, and he's kind of the next linebacker in after we get to, you know, the Mike and Stinger position, which is our middle backer and weak side backer. So really kind of been a pleasant surprise for him, you know, but James Miller has done well. He's big, physical, got a real savvy. He's one of those guys that plays extremely well when it gets live. Tremar Reese is another one that's really out of Clearwater High School, has really kind of come on here. He's gained a lot of weight this offseason and is going to be in the rotation on defensive line. And just really excited. And there's, you know, several other guys that are here with us, but those kind of are the ones that jump out to me.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Teddy Greenstein, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Tom, what did Peyton show you in fall camp to win the job?
You know, I really believe looking for 3 things at that position, and he I felt like was the leader in each of those 3. When we, even though it was close, he was the one that showed me that you know, he can successfully move the ball down the field during practice and move the chains, as well as put us in position to score touchdowns and field goals in the scrimmage situations and the competitive parts of our practice when we did move the ball. And then also the ability to consistently protect the football in both his read progression and his ability to distribute the ball in a way that allows us to make sure we possess it at the end of the play, you know, just good decision-making, really, really consistent performer all throughout camp and spring ball. And then the final one is just winning the team, you know, and I just feel like that they believe in him. Our players have so much respect for him, and they believe he's the guy, you know. And I will say this, you know, Michael Penix is right there without question. And so, but I thought Peyton had the edge in those, and he's obviously had the experience too. So just really, you know, excited for him because I know how hard he's worked, how much it means to him, and he definitely earned it.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Michael DeFeba, CNHI.
Hey, Tom. My question is about the interim coaches right now in the Big Ten. There's 2 of them that are going to be leading their teams in the opener. That's something you've been through as an interim coach. What did you learn through that process, and what are some of the challenges of being an interim coach?
Well, I'd say the biggest challenge is, it often is the case, you know, things change quickly. You go from being a coordinator to both the coordinator and a head coach, which would be the case for those two individuals. And I think that the volume of things that come across your plate intensifies quickly, and so you have to adapt very, very quickly with that, you know, with your schedule. You know, you're not just now worried about one side of the ball. You're now worried about, you know, creating a schedule for the entire practice and for what everybody's doing in your program, and even just things that have nothing to do with football, you got to deal with, you know. And so I just think that biggest thing I learned was, boy, you really got to have great people around you that you can rely on. And for me, it became my operations guy that really I had a temporary one initially that was great, and then I brought in a full-time guy that took over, and to have a person that can handle the administrative things, because I really felt like, for me, I wanted to be involved with my coordinator responsibilities and didn't want to change that. And but then, you know, when you have those meetings and you're watching film and you're getting things done, well, things happen. And so sometimes you have to leave those meetings. And so you really have to have great people around you that you can delegate to and allow them to, when you walk out of the room, that meeting continues and it continues to be productive and continues to allow you to get the scripts made you have to get made and solve the problems you have to solve off the field. So I just think it can be very challenging for sure, but if you got great support and you let those guys do their job, I think you can be successful at it.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
We can take one last question for Coach Allen.
Your final question is from Mike Miller, Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Tom. What's it meant to you to see, you know, the way the team has really rallied around and supported your student manager, Matt Stouter, through all of his medical issues this summer?
Boy, it's been, heartwarming and heart-wrenching at the same time. Heartwarming from the perspective of, he's such an awesome young man, and it's neat to see our players just come to his support. And, you know, Ricky Brookings has kind of been the leader of the group with all that, but it's not just been Ricky, it's been everybody. But they love him because he loves this program, and he's so unselfish, and he's just a servant. And it's heart-wrenching because, you know, he's a young man that's battling cancer and has a tough road ahead of him. But he's so resilient. You know, it's just when you're trying to teach things that matter way bigger than football, it's great to see your young men step up and show that they're listening, number one, and they care about others, number two, and that they don't just talk about it, they do it. And our guys have put it to action and have really provided tremendous financial support through the fundraising that their family needs and then just the spiritual and emotional support that you need when you go through something this tough. So it's obviously a difficult situation for Matt and his family, but awesome to see our team respond the way they have.
Got it. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome, Mike.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds great. Take care. LEO.